Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Cop for Kalipa, short for my podcast, where we dive into something I'm thinking about this upcoming week. And of course, we each have some coffee in hand. Now, I have a brand new 10-ounce Yeti tumbler here. It has effort on it. Love it. It's a new NC Fit one. If you haven't checked out the 10-ounce Yeti tumblers, they're really cool. Perfect size. You can drink it, shut it down with some espresso, refill it, do it again. It's awesome. But let's move on. Topic conversation was, you know, I imagine most of you guys listening have friends maybe you don't talk to that often. Maybe you talk to them once a month, once every couple of months, and typically check in. Hey, man, how's the family? How's business? What's going on? You know, just checking in. And, you know, in life, I found that when you have a group of friends, not everybody's going to be crushing it all the time. There's going to be ebbs and flows. And at some point, you might be getting crushed, and at other times, you might be crushing it, and vice versa for your friends. And the goal is for everybody to come together to raise each other up, right? And this gentleman asked me, hey, how are things going? And I was saying, you know, I'm super grateful. Ava's 5 years out of treatment for cancer treatment is March 29th. So that's a huge day for us where she's considered cancer free. And I was also explaining with business, you know, it's moving in the right direction, but we're still trying to overcome some of the struggles that we're still having because of COVID. You know, owning brick and mortar gyms was not easy during COVID. And that's no secret to anybody who's a gym owner that's listening. But his response to me was really interesting. I just thought I'd share with you verbatim. He said, yeah, totally. So he's validating that, like, you know, my struggles or whatever are real, which was nice. But then he follows it up by saying, but any problem that can be solved with money isn't really a big problem. And I read the text probably 3 or 4 times. I really thought about it for a while. And he was totally right. You know, and I think he was totally right. And a lot of times we can get blinded by, oh, I don't know, it's so expensive or so this or so that, and it's detrimental. But in life, and I know, you know, I imagine many of you listening have had struggles like this. I know we have personally in our family that if any problem can be solved with money, it's really not a big problem. And when I started thinking about it through that lens, it allowed me to take a deep breath, realize that, you know, the problems of the business, they will be, you know, we will get past them, we will overcome them, but that it's not really a big problem if it could be solved by just money. And I just wanted to share it with all of you guys because it's really fresh in my mind. And, you know, thinking about, you know, family members getting sick, thinking about, you know, tremendously difficult things that people go through on a regular basis that no matter what amount of money they have would never be able to help them in that situation, really puts into perspective this idea, any problem that can be solved with money isn't really a big problem. So I just thought that share with you guys today, hopefully allow you, if you are struggling with something in your business, in your family, with your fitness, whatever is going on, if it can be solved with money, maybe it's not as big of a deal as we think it is. And I'm not downplaying the fact that money's real and it can lead to real stresses. And we've gone through our same hurdles. But when he checks me that, it just allowed me to kind of like reframe what's really important. So I hope you guys can reframe, really prioritize, go back, check out different Cop with Kalipas, check out our different podcasts with Gabe and guests. Make sure to check out our friends over at Yeti. Love those guys. Keep crushing it. Leave us a rating. Leave us a review. Hit us up on social media if this is impactful for you. And see you guys again next week for another episode of Cop with Kalipa. Let's go.